Now that the looming election has subsumed the advertising market, you're starting to hear the terms the American people and the American way of life being loosely tossed around as though everyone knows what those phrases mean, as if by just living, you have signed on to the meaning of the American people and the American way of life. I know what the American people means. It means nothing. There are 330 million of us. 330 million human beings could not ever be or become a cohesive, recognizable group ever. I would submit that even in the United Kingdom, for example, at 66 million, or Germany at 83 million, sweeping declarations concerning unity of purpose or need or attitude cannot possibly mean what we say they mean. Never mind China or India in their billions. There are 8 billion individual earthly inhabitants, not counting aliens. Try conjuring up 8 billion people as an identifiable entity, the planet's people. The idea descends into forget about it. Onward to the term, the American way of life. Political candidates claim they will preserve the American way of life. Their opponents will not. This is particularly vexing when candidates refer to the rural American way of life, especially candidates running for higher office. Most of them lost touch with rural America so long ago, they don't even know that technically rural America is defined as any community with a population of fewer than 2,500 souls, technically. I'm going to hazard a guess that most listeners hearing me right now think they live in rural America. You'd be wrong, technically, if you live in Grand Rapids, or Bemidji, or Brainerd, or Ely. Bagley, yes, by definition, and the finest tradition of rural community. But the hinge of my argument here is the term itself, way of life. People who think about that concept for a living have opted for culture as a one-word synonym for way of life, and these professionals have determined that there are four distinct quadrants of culture. This gets wonky. Stick with me. It'll take half a minute. I timed it. The four quadrants of culture are the clan culture, which is all about family, nurturing, teamwork. The adhocracy culture, committed to risk-taking, innovation, change. The market culture, focused on goals, competition, achievement. And the hierarchy culture, all about structure, control, efficiency. These are very different ways of life, different ways of living. When you hear politicians talk about way of life, you can stop listening. They have gone so generic, there is no generic there. Too many of them don't believe half of what they're saying. We don't believe half of what they're saying. We have crossed over into just pretend. I meant that to sound more reassuring than it did. If you could, would you not prefer to be, right now, just pretending?